Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Daryl Epstein, owner of Delta Scan. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Great, thank you.
I am well, thank you. So, you are currently doing some amazing work. It's not the first time that you've been called in to assist when there's possible human tragedy around the corner. But at the moment, you're involved with the search and rescue at the Jagersfontein Dam. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's a mix of search and rescue and a little bit of forensics as well.
Right.
There's not too much details I can give away, unfortunately, with the sensitivity of
right,
the information,
no,
and obviously the mine and that. But yeah, we heard about the collapse, I think, a couple hours afterwards. We got a call from one of the individuals on site who was called out just to see what happened and to assess the damages. And our tech, the tools that we use, allow us to cover really large areas. We specialize in engineering and infrastructure audit. And then because of the work we do and the technology that we utilize, it has a really good application in search and rescue as well. And just recovering damages, searching for any signs of bodies and anything that might be in the area.
Yeah, it's and you were in fact called upon some time ago when there was the incident in Soweto with a child in a manhole. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So we weren't actually called upon at that stage. We heard about it on the news. Well, I heard about it. I saw it on social media. And as soon as I saw the article, I picked up the phone to the news agencies and I said, guys, look, We search tunnels, we inspect tunnels as part of what we do. We've got some really nice robots and some drone technology that we send in there.
Right.
So if we can assist in any way, we hear, you know, we come through, it's going to be pro bono. You don't have to worry about purchase orders and all of that. And
just there to help.
Within a couple of hours, they put us in touch with the emergency services, with Robert from EMS, and he said, please, just come to site. Help us out with whatever you can. And it landed up that within the next day or so, we were put in charge of the search and rescue operation.
So what is your technology? What are you doing to assist in this regard?
Yeah, so our main tech is around analytics of digital data. So we specialize in digitizing infrastructure using drones and laser scanners, and we then create 3D models, or what we call digital twins, out of the data set, and we're able to analyze it remotely on computers. So we do things like inspecting bridges in Norway, inspecting oil rigs in Canada, and working predominantly in the mining and the industrial houses. So in the case of search and rescue, or in the case of a tailings dam, which we're doing now, or a sewer system, which we did before, we send the robots in, or we send the drone systems in. We then get that data back. So within probably a couple of hours, it comes to us in the offices, and we're able to turn that into a digital replica. And then the beauty with that is you don't have to be on site with the pressures that come on site, and you don't necessarily see everything you need when you're actually standing there on the asset itself. So being able to inspect it remotely on a computer screen, using the internet, using cloud computing as well, we're able to get a lot more information out, and we're also able to recreate the digital records. So in the case of a failure, a lot of the work we're doing, or we're still doing, is for insurance companies in Durban after the flood, and also after the looting they had last year, where we're able to create a record of what happened. We're able to then evaluate the damages, inspect the damages, and look at a rehabilitation plan, which we'll be doing for the dam that just collapsed as well.
Right. And as a matter of interest, why are we talking to Daryl, that's because we received the following email, and we've asked you for these emails, which you can send to Kathy@highfm.com, and the email went something like this. Hi, Kathy. I want to tell you about an exceptional young man, Daryl Epstein. He's the owner of a company called Delta Scan. The first event he was involved in was when a little boy fell into an open manhole in Soweto. Without hesitation, he and his team devised drones and cameras on boats to go down into the sewers to search for the little boy completely voluntarily. The second amazing project that he and his team have been was the An Upliftment Project in Alex every Friday, where they teach children all aspects of drone technology and how they, and now they've gone to Jacobsfontein to assist with the dam that has collapsed. He's a humble young man who will do whatever he can to use his amazing skills to help people. So how about that, Daryl? Was a pretty nice email we received from from somebody. Huh?
I wonder who it was from.
So it's just this need to help people and the need to the choice actually to use your skills and your technology to better the lives of people around you. Has this always been a driver for you?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, there's a time and a place to make money and to offer commercial services, and there's a time to give back. You know, if I see something like this and I have the capacity, we have teams available, you know, we have to help. It's not even a question. And having a passion in the industry around digital technologies, around innovation, you know, being able to share it, being able to teach and empower other people, you know, like we're doing in Alexandra with these young kids, it really gives me a lot of pleasure. It's a great thing to do.
Absolutely amazing. Well, just keep up the incredible work that you are doing. And if you do know of people that are doing their bit to change the country, let us know. Send an email to Kathy@highfm.com. Daryl Epstein, owner of Delta Scan. It is 8:18. Good morning.